Menachos chapter 3, Mishnah 2. Okay, so first the Mishnah is going to list a whole lot of things which if you don't do them, the mincha offering is still kosher. It's still kosher. You're supposed to do these things, but if you don't do them, the offering is still kosher. So the first is lo yatzak, if he doesn't pour in the oil. Now, the way that it was supposed to be done for most of the meal offerings was that you line the vessel with a bit of oil, then you put in the flour, then you pour more oil in. So this guy over here, this Kohen, he doesn't do that. And what he does is he just pours the whole oil in. Boom. Okay. First, you know, he just pours the whole thing in. And then he puts the flour in afterwards. So that's not the way it's supposed to be done. But says the Mishnah that doesn't invalidate the offering. Interesting thing is that the Gemara comes out not like that. The Gemara comes out that if he does that, it actually does invalidate the offering. Right? Okay. Next, lo balal, if he doesn't mingle it in, meaning the flour and the oil, what happens is you're supposed to mix it together, and he doesn't do that. So the offering would still be kosher if he doesn't do that. Lo pasas, he doesn't break it up. Certain of the mincha offerings had to be broken up. They were baked into either wafers or bread, and then they had to be broken up into olive-sized pieces. So if it's one of those offerings and he doesn't break it up as he's supposed to, it's still valid. Even though he was supposed to break it up, it was still valid. Lo malach, he doesn't salt it. They're supposed to be salted. Still valid if he doesn't salt it. Lo hanif, some of the offerings had to be waved. They would hold the offering and wave it sideways, upwards and down. You know, like we do with a lulav kind of thing, that kind of action. So that it would still be valid. Nevertheless, would still be valid. Lo higish, he doesn't convey it to the altar. The offering, the kmitza had to be conveyed to the altar. And if he doesn't do that, it's bidyevid off the fact, still valid. Or he breaks it up too small. Then we said he had to break it up into gazas. Yeah, he does break it up, but he breaks it up much smaller than that, into too many pieces, still valid. Or he doesn't anoint them. So certain of the offerings had to be anointed. So they would like break it into a bread or a wafer, let's say. Then he had to anoint it with oil again afterwards. Doesn't anoint it, says the Mishnah. All of these things were supposed to be done, but if you don't do them, kasheris, they're not essential. And after the fact, the offering would still be valid. Nisarev kumtza kana, change of topic. Nisarev kumtza bekoimetz chaverta. If you've got two koimetz, two handfuls that have been taken, and they get mixed up, one with the other, or beminchas kohanim, or the koimetz gets mixed up with a minchas kohanim, a certain kind of mincha offering for the kohanim, or minchas kohen hamashiach, or get mixed up with a mincha offering, which is the mincha kohen hamashiach, or beminchas nesachim, or gets mixed up with a minchas nesachim. So in all of these cases, ksheris is the Mishnah, it's still kosher, because two komets is getting mixed up. What are you going to do with them both? You're going to burn them both. Well, if a kometz gets mixed up with one of these other three mincha offerings, so these three, some of the offerings, the mincha was, the handful was eaten, the kometz, sorry, was burnt up, the rest was eaten. But these three, no, these three, the whole thing's burnt up. So if you get the handful mixed into one of these three, you can just burn up the whole thing, right? And that's, this is the Mishnah, that would be okay, according to the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he says, b'minchas kohen hamashiach b'minchas nesachim, psula, those two, if a kometz of another offering, a handful, gets mixed in with one of those two, it's invalid. Why? Shezubli lasa ava, v'zubli lasa raka, v'hein boilis zumizu. Because the one is a very thick kind of dough, and the other one is much looser. Why? Because there was much more oil poured into these two. The ratio of oil to flour was much more, and therefore, because it was much looser, the oil would start to mix in with the thicker one, with the thicker offering. And says Rabbi Yehuda, that is not okay, and therefore that situation wouldn't be allowed. He wouldn't allow that. So if a kometz, a handful from another mincha offering, gets mixed into these two, says Rabbi Yehuda, because the consistencies are different, one's thick and one's thin, and they're going to mix together, he doesn't like that, and he would invalidate that scenario over there. Just seeing if he brings you the halacha, he's like, he doesn't. Okay.